The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
What you need to know about baptism. Grace and works of obedience. Like John the Baptist, Jesus Christ said we must bear fruit. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. John chapter 15, verses 5 through 8. Some are confused at Jesus' expectation of us to produce fruit. They interpret any requirement to obey God to mean that we somehow earn our salvation. Earning our salvation, of course, is impossible. Salvation is a free, undeserved gift from God. We could not earn salvation in 100 lifetimes of performing good deeds. We are not saved by our works. Only the sacrifice of Christ's shed blood can cleanse us from our sins. Our thoughts cannot accomplish this, nor can any other actions we could take. Because Christ is alive and actively involved in converting us, we will be saved by his life. The Apostle Paul made this clear. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Christ living in us enables us to do good works. See Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. God's forgiveness of our past sins and his helping us to obey his law are both aspects of his grace toward us. Grace and obedient works are complementary rather than contradictory terms. The word grace comes from a Greek word that means gift or favor. Salvation, or eternal life, is a gift we receive by grace. See Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. No amount of works or effort to obey God on our part could ever earn us eternal life. This is not to say that eternal life is free in an ultimate sense. Christ paid with his life so that we could receive the gift of salvation. See Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Yet while salvation is given to us as a gift, there are conditions attached. The first is that we repent. Repentance earns us nothing. We deserve no favors because we repent. But repentance is required. Why? Because repentance is a condition for forgiveness. See Acts chapter 2, verse 38. God simply will not forgive those who willfully persist in sin as a way of life. Paul wrote, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. The direction of our lives must be changed as a prerequisite for receiving God's gift of salvation. That is what both Christ and the apostles taught. Paul declared, "We should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance." Acts chapter 26, verse 20. Works demonstrate our repentance to God, but they will never earn us the right to demand anything from him or allow us to boast that we deserve eternal life. Indeed, it is God who leads us to obey him, see Romans chapter 2, verse 4, and then empowers us to succeed, see Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Both of these actions by God are aspects of his grace toward us. Our role is to cooperate with him, see Acts chapter 26, verse 29. God expects good works in our lives to demonstrate repentance and his love and faith active within us. The Apostle James explicitly states that faith without works is dead, James chapter 2, verses 20 through 26, and Paul makes it plain that God saves us by grace, through faith, for the very purpose of producing good works, even though those good works cannot earn our salvation. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Why should this be so difficult for people to believe and accept? It is simply walking in Christ's footsteps, following his example. See 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Though works do not earn us eternal life, they do glorify or honor God, and he requires that we honor him by the way we live. People who refuse to include works in their lives are, whether they realize it or not, dishonoring God. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Titus chapter 1, verse 16. Do works ever earn us anything? Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 says the dead are going to be judged according to their works. In John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, we find Jesus explaining that he would prepare a place for his followers. In the coming kingdom of God, he will grant various positions of authority to those who overcome. See chapter 2, verse 26, and chapter 3, verse 21. The resurrected saints will rule with Jesus Christ in his kingdom. See chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. Through submission to God, allowing his Spirit to lead us, and living a life of good works, we build righteous, godly character that will enable us to rule with Jesus Christ. Though our works will not earn us salvation, they will determine our reward in his kingdom. Jesus explained this in his parable of the talents, found in Matthew chapter 25. Our Lord also made this clear in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, when he said, "I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work." In Revelation chapter 22, verse 14, John further says, "Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city." Through God's grace, the gift of eternal life is given to those who demonstrate their faith in God by their obedience.
Thanks for listening to Grace and Works of Obedience. In the booklet, What You Need to Know About Baptism. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.